بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. The surah that we will explain is the beginning and then the last few ayat of Surah Al-Muddathir. The beginning of the surah is explaining to the people, don't spend too much of time worrying about earning this world or earning the pleasures of this world. Because the pleasures of this world, no matter how much you get, you will only manage a certain amount of sleep. The rest of the time, even if the bed is so comfortable, you still have to stay awake. You will only manage a certain amount of food. The rest of the time, no matter how wonderful it looks, you can't eat it. So a person who gives extra time to this world is a world which is called, where a man says, I spent so much time on you. You were so unfaithful. The world is that. You shine it, it's not going to shine anymore. It only got a limit. Thereafter, all your efforts on the thing goes nowhere. As for the Akhirah, every small effort that you make goes somewhere. The Akhirah is very faithful, for Allah is Shakur. This world is gharur. It does not appreciate at all. You can serve it your entire life. But when you die, the one book that someone wrote is, how much does a man really need? So the crux of the book at the ending was that there was going to be now a competition. You have to run with a certain rope. And the area that you cover, that they will give to you as a gift. So example, the madrasa needs a land. So you tell our fastest runner, right? We want you to hit it from this spot to that spot, that spot, that spot. The faster, the bigger the area you cover, the better. But the law is, by the time is up. If you don't end off at the same beginning point, you don't get anything. Yes, you have to close your square. So you can run how far you want, but you must make sure. Then you run down, you make your square, now you have to run back, and you have to run back. So you have to work out your time. Man's nature is, they used to have this contest in the past. You enter in the shop, and you fill your trolley with whatever you can get. But if you don't get to the counter on time, you get nothing. So the man starts running. But man's nature is, even if you told yourself before that I will stop at that point and then turn, but as you're running, you just think one step further is not going to harm anything. But one step is actually four steps now. Because you took that step, you'll have to take there one. Then you'll have to come back one. Then you'll have to go one. Two steps is not two steps, it'll be eight steps. But man, when he looks in one direction, he forgot. He forgets, I still got a lot of other work to do. So as he runs, he runs, he runs. Where he's supposed to stop, he doesn't. Where he's supposed to stop, he doesn't. And then he turns. Now you, after you reach that point, you're supposed to take it around that stick. You're supposed to take it around. Then it will pull around. Then it will pull. But in the haste to get everything, sometimes you miss everything. So normally the one thing you're supposed to do right is put it around the stick. All the effort to put the stick there and you forget to put it around. And now he makes his turn. But he never connected. Now as he's running with the string. Now you can run how far you want in the world. That string is moving with you. That string is moving with you. This world, This world you can build how much you want. But the world is going with you. You go in your grave, whatever you got is gone. He makes his second point. He pushes. But when you come to the last point where you're supposed to go around the stick, he misses. One point he misses. Everyone's nature in this world is that. So much they do. But the one thing which they're supposed to do, they forget that. One thing. So much was done. One thing was supposed to be done. And now he makes his journey running with the string. You don't even have time to look back. And even if you look back, you get a heart attack. That I ran so far, and I never just put it around. Running. Now he starts looking, time is almost up. Am I going to get back? As it is, he got nothing. But that worry, if I don't get back, I'll get nothing. He already got nothing. Majority of the world, they run for the world so much. The day you look back, you'll tell the man, you might think you got the world. That world is not your world. Your son is taking half the thing. Your daughter is taking the other. Your workers are taking. One person had a nice house. Then he got angry one day. Why? Because his worker jumped in the swimming pool and sent a picture to his family in another country. See my house. And he was sitting there saying, in the swimming pool. Now someone of that place got it, said, such a nice, you're so lucky. And that picture went, now they're looking at it. They can't enjoy their own house, because it's not their house. They might think it's on their name, but you can't live in two places. So you're running for the world, I got that place, you say, my friend, you don't have it, somebody else got it. That place I went, say, you don't have it, you'd rather sell that place. Went to another place, say, that one the cockroaches enjoy. You don't enjoy. Sometimes we visited certain places, the man said, you must stay in this resort of mine. We went inside. Then we booked a hotel next door. But you can't tell the person, I'm not staying in your place. So we made sure 1-2 bags stayed in the room, just in case he comes. You see, there's no bags here. So when you're going, like, I had to actually thank him. Although I had to pay for the hotel. I had to thank him. He said, when are you coming next time? I said, next time won't come. Next time. Well, it's not yours. You got a place, but it's not yours. It's dirty. It's filthy. You don't live in it. So you think the world is yours. The world is not yours. Somebody else is enjoying, but you're just running. I need to put up that one. That this is the world. As the man runs, you finally forget your own health. To get the world, you forget your own health. So he has to make that last jump. That last jump. If he had that heart machine, that machine would have been pumping, like telling him, beep, beep, stop, your heart can't manage anymore. But in this world, you don't even worry of that. You don't even worry of that. So he makes that jump, and the heart attack hits. And there with that rope, he falls to the ground. And again, he just missed the last one. He died. The people who had the contest, I don't know if it's a true story, but you're already feeling bad for the guy. They came now and they're feeling so bad. He tried so hard, but he died. So they said in the ending, you know, we have to give him something. So how much they gave him? How much you think they gave him? The size of a qabr. So the end of the book is, how much do we really need of this world? You need one qabr. And even that's going to come to you for free practically. Even that, they felt pity on him. He said, we have to give him one qabr at least. Give him one. Anyway, just give him a qabr. How much you need of this world? One qabr. Everything else, you might think, I got this. As you run front, you don't realize behind you, it's not yours. He's just going. Disappeared. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the kamal in this year. Height of. He was really true. For us, we will just say it, but we're not true. He really said it. He said, I'm like a rider in this world. I'll stop under the tree, I'll rest a little bit. He said, but I'm carrying on. He said, I'm carrying on. Me and you are all carrying on. All carrying on. How much effort for this world, the end of the surah will say. What is wrong with the people? That they have a Quran in front of them, but they behave like donkeys running from the lion. What is wrong with people? They have the Quran in front of them, but they behave like donkeys running from a lion. Who do you think Allah Tabarakatala is speaking to you? Quran normally will always indicate to the disbeliever. But the disbeliever was not going to read the surah. The surah was going to start, Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir. The initial meaning of Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir. Muddathir Dithar. It refers to the garment that you make wear. So normally you put on this when you're sleeping. When you want to go sleep, you put on something warm. When you're very warm, it means I don't want to do work now. I'm nice covered. That man, you call him Muddathir. That, oh, the one who's covered yourself so nicely. Oh, you who covers himself with a garment. Meaning, he just looks and he says, let me sleep. Another 5 minutes. Ya ayyuhal Muddathir. For Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was not a Muddathir like us. For he it was, when he saw Jibreel alayhi salam, that fear of that sight in the original form created such a fever in his body that he goes home and he says, cover me, cover me, cover me. So Allah Tabarakala spoke to him as, oh, the one who's covering. There's no need to be scared. Stand up and do your work. Stand up. But when this verse remains now in Quran, it speaks to me and you also. Me and you, we're not shivering because we saw Jibreel alayhi salam. We're covering ourselves because we're lazy, nothing else. But with that same love now, Allah tabarak ta'ala will address us. How that love he addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved, one who is covered, you'll have to stand. Ya ayyuhal muddathir is the address from Allah to every one of us. Oh my servant, how enjoying you are in your bed. But this life is not to sleep, you'll have to do some work. Stand up. Ya ayyuhal muddathir. Qum fa'anzir. Meaning this is not a world of luxury. You're enjoying your warm house with the fireplace. That is the world of a disbeliever. I sit by the fire and I have my coffee. And days and nights will go. In front of the fire I live. In front of the fire I die. Allah Ta'ala said, you wrap so nicely. Oh my servant who's wrapped so well, stand up. Boom. In the world everyone does it for something better. When the first day your child has to go to school, how the mother comes and says, oh my baby, I know it's cold. I know it's cold. When we were young, the hardest to go to school was the cold days. Because you had to go in a bus. And that bus was such, if you sleep in that bus, you bang your head. Some people used to do homework in the bus. Because the bus would take 40 minutes. 40, 45. Some would fall asleep banging this way, that way. But you had to go cold. Then some learned if you put a banana in the exhaust and that man tries to start the bus don't go nowhere. Then every now and then we had breakdown bus. Breakdown was one guy never want to go to school. So he just walked and it was a banana inside. Something he would do, just pull one, two wires. Why? The child has to be told, oh my one beloved, you're so cold. You wrapped up so nice, but you have to go. Come. You have to go. But when the child goes to school, so cold, the father can't tell him, one day I'll give you the best of the world. Can't. This is work. As for Allah Tabarakatala, when Allah says, Qum, that I know you're feeling cold. I know you would love to sleep little more. I know you don't want to get involved in the world and the problems of the world. You just want to earn, eat, enjoy, die. See, it doesn't work like that. To who is the surah addressed? To every one of us. Some people would think before it was to the ulama. Then the work of tabligh started. I remember when I was young, an alim from Bangladesh came. He gave bayan on Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir. He said, I'll teach you 5 verses of Quran where you will understand what Allah wants from you. He said, 5 verses. He said, I won't have to tell you, stand. He said, I'll teach it to you in a manner that you will say, my Allah told me, stand. He said, Allah says, O you who nicely wrapped up, qum, stand. Fa'anzir, and go and warn. Who was Allah speaking to? The one listening. Ya ayyuhal muddathir, O the one who is so warmly wrapped up, you'll have to stand and go out and warn. Qum fa'anzir. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. You already know the greatness of your Allah. I want you to go tell others of the greatness of your Allah. وَرَبَّكَ, your Rabb, فَكَبِّرْ. So why don't you speak to others of His greatness? Your Rabb. See that word, your car. When you buy a brand new car, you don't just drive it, you tell everyone else about it. See, it's your car. Promote it. Your madrasa. Speak about it. Allah Ta'ala says, your Rabb. So you tell somebody else, you know how great my Rabb is. Wa Rabbak, your Rabb. Wa Rabbak, fakabbir. Wa thiyabaka fatahhir. Wa rujza fahjur. Your inside and your outside. Make an effort that it stays clean. Because you're going to invite towards a very clean da'wat. Let your outside clothes be neat. Because you don't go up to someone and speak of the greatness of Allah. And you wearing dirty clothing that everyone understands. Say, I'm giving a bayan today. The first thing, even the wife, she'll tell the husband, your clothes is not iron, it's creased. Normally I say, I sit always. No one even sees my clothing. Sometimes when I eat the meal, then I give the bayan. Sometimes it happens, little food falls. If it falls, I'll make sure I won't go to visit my wife before the bayan. She won't let me go for the bayan. She'll say, there's food on the kurta. I say, no one comes to see my kurta. They come to listen to the bayan. But you'll get one person sitting, he'll say, look at that. There's some brown on the kurta. Brown on the kurta. Allah Ta'ala says, so make sure. Maulana Ashraf Ali Tanwi Rahimullah was going for a bayan. He had something that was torn. His wife said to him, you're going to wear this and give a bayan. He said, what do I have to do with this world? She said, got nothing to do with that. But one of your murids will look and say, my poor sheikh hasn't got a proper jacket. And he'll hold bayan, worry about I have to buy him one jacket. Then he said, what an intelligent woman you are. He said, let me change my kurta. He said, otherwise he'll just say, hey, I have to buy him something. Old bayan will be, I must buy him. He hasn't got clothing. So Allah Ta'ala says, that's right. You're going to speak of your Rabb. So make sure your outside looks nice. But the next verse, وَالرُّجْزْ فَحْجُرْ. And as for that which is really filthy, as for that, rijs and rujs means that which is really filthy. Fahjur. Why don't you make hijrat from that also? Hijrat means leave it totally. Again, I'm going to speak of my Allah. I must look nice. Allah Ta'ala said, definite. وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَحِّرْ. Let your clothing be pure. And Allah Ta'ala says, but also then remember that that which is really, really filthy, also leave that. What's really, really filthy? Actions which when the angels smell it, they also move away. Rasulullah spoke about backbiting and how the angels move away from it. They cannot stand it. Actions which make a man like an animal. Deceit, hasad, pride. That Allah looks at that servant and says, I hate you. Why you got this filth in you? So he says, as you worried about your outside clothing, it's also time to worry of your inside clothing. وَالرُّجْزْ فَحْجُرْ وَلَا تَمْنُنْ And don't do favors to others. تَسْتَكْثِرْ In order to acquire more of this world. Meaning you go to give da'wat, and you look at the house, and you say, if this man I can change his life, then he'll be indebted to me whole life. So then you'll say, oh Allah, let him change, let him change, let him change, because my work is done then. Allah Ta'ala says, I will pay you. I will pay. Don't worry of him paying. Give him da'wat for his sake. Wala tamnun. Don't do the favor of deen on someone just so that you can acquire his dunya. Says he's not going to pay you much for it. Worry of the man. Wala tamnun tastakthir. And the last one, wali rabbika. For the sake of your Rabb, fasbir. Be patient. For the sake of your Rabb, be patient. There will be some people who will be so happy with you. They will listen, they will change, they will appreciate. There will some who will oppose you. It makes no difference. Allah Ta'ala will sort everyone out. But me and you, let's look at it again now. Now I'm going to read it in Arabic. You try and see, can you get an understanding? Ya ayyuhal mudassir. What's it? Oh, the one who's covered so well. Qum. فَأَنْذِرْ Warn. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ Who must you speak about? Your Rabb. You must speak about your Rabb. Keep your clothing clean, keep your inside clean. And don't do favors to others just to get more of this world. وَلِرَبِّكَ Rather, for the sake of your Rabb, make sabr. When that alim explained it, he said, as I told you, enough. He said, don't you see da'wah here, tabligh here? He said, I see it. He said, I see you all sitting here nicely. He said, stand, tashkil is taking place. Stand. Who's giving their name? Stand. Go out and speak of the greatness of Allah. He said, you don't see it, I see it. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ Go out. When you go out, don't they tell you, you mustn't do this, you mustn't do this, you mustn't look at the house of the person. You mustn't look at the wealth. He said, don't we tell you that? وَلَا تَمْنُن تَسْتَكْثِرْ You mustn't have evil qualities. You must make tawbah. You must make istighfar. He said, we don't tell you. وَرُّجْزَ فَحْجُرْ And finally he says, now what I'm telling you, come out, be ready for 10 days, 40 days. And you say, 40 days. He says, وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ That for the sake of your Rabb, make, be patient. What's so hard? Go sleep in the masjid. Mosquitoes will bite you. وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ He says, you don't see it, he said, I see it. Really, in this you see every movement of every servant of Allah. It is not only tabligh, it is every effort for the deen of Allah. وَلِرَبِّكَ For the sake of your Rabb, be ready to make sabr. For the sake of your Rabb. I don't know if I mentioned this last week. So when the war in Syria broke out, then some people traveled. Did I mention this to you? So some people traveled just to take part in that battle. And the law was that as soon as they will reach Syria, only then will you phone home to say, oh my mother, I'm not coming back. Make dua for your son. I'm going in the battle. So normally you would arrange with someone in Syria and he would take you in. But sometimes the people you would phone, they would be hypocrites. So he was actually waiting for you to land. When you land, you have to pay him to make the arrangements. He would take your money and he would spy you out to the government. So as soon as you reach there, you're supposed to make your first phone call to say, oh my mother, I'm here, make dua. Your son is going for martyrdom. But now you don't even get that phone call. You meet that person, he smiles at you, he takes what you're supposed to give him, and then as he's walking, suddenly the cars are just in front. They come out, they say, what you doing, what you doing? And they caught you. How they caught you? Because he took double. He took from you also, he took. So now when the Syria thing opened up, and people are now moving and meeting, so they meet this man. He says, for 12 years, I remained in prison. 12 years. Just when I reached there, I never made the first phone call. So my mother never knew where I went. That amount I gave, and immediately I was arrested. He said, they put us, whatever they did, how they tormented us, we never saw the sky. So the person asked him, so how you managed? So he said, sabr. So an alim asked him, like, how you made sabr? How you made sabr? And for him, like, that's a funny question. Because you don't, how you make sabr, sabr is sabr. He said, I was patient. He said, how you patient? He said, be patient. That there's no remedy how to be patient. He said, little but Quran I knew, another person knew, another person. They never gave us a Quran. Every day I used to sit and I used to read little I knew. I asked the man, what you know, teach me. He said, as people came in that prison in an 8-year period, I memorized the whole Quran. 8-year period. He says, when the day came, we heard the cries outside. We really thought it's a trap. He said, in front of me, about 4 or 5 of my friends died also. So we knew we never ever coming out of sabr. وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ. Says, but when we heard them saying, come out, come out. They're going to shoot us when you go out, they'll shoot. Then when I came out, I'm looking at the sky. And I say, is this, I can't even remember how this looks. For 12 years, he never saw the sky. He said, then he made the phone call to his mother. He said, you will never understand how she cried and cried and cried. How she cried. Again, the person says that, but how you managed? He said, how? Sabr. How? Sabr. There's nothing big about it also. One person at that time said, after hearing this man saying, sabr. That for Allah you do. He said, at that time he thought that whatever work I had done of deen until now, in front of this one man, sabr is like zero. That if I stand in front of Allah and he stands, I know Allah will not look at me at all, only will look at him. Sabr. Simple man, not a big alim, a big shizam. One sentence, sabr. وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ. In this world, this khitab Allah addresses is not only to the ulama. It's to every person. Oh, the one who's wrapped so warm. For the sake of your deen, for the sake of your Rabb, do something. We only got a little time in this life. While the boys are here, you memorizing, you learning Quran. You also, you mustn't think that I'm just doing it for a certificate. In this world, certificates come and they go in the cupboard. Certificates come and they go in the cupboard. Jalsas, jalsas, people come, jalsas, they forget. In this world, the little we got to do something for Allah. Because death comes very fast. How much we need of this world? The qabr. How much we need of the year after? Everything. How much we need of the year after? Everything. How much we need of this world? The qabr. That's the beginning of the surah which says, what is your responsibility in life? So before we go to the ending, we will play this one. This is our responsibility. End of the surah will again say, what is wrong with you people? I gave you what a Quran. But when you hear what it's saying, you behave like donkeys who see a lion and just run. Zebras. You see them sitting, sitting, they put up. They just hear one sound and gone. He says, you're behaving like that. that whenever you have to do something for deen, you just gone. The end of the surah is that. First we will play this. Yusuf. Some people only know how to get married.
بسم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المدثر قم فأنذر وربك فكبر وثيابك فطهر والرجز فاهجر.
Let's do it again. Until verse number 7.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المدثر قم فأنذر وربك فكبر وثيابك فطهر والرجز فاهجر ولا تمن تستكبر ولربك فاصبر.
One more time.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المدثر قم فأنذر وربك فكبر وثيابك فطهر والرجز فاهجر ولا تمن تستكبر ولربك فاصبر.
So this is the responsibility of every one of us. And how a person does it, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala never specify. You can be walking in the normal roads. You are a farmer, you see a farmer. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, you have to tell him my Rabb is great. Because it's his Rabb also. He has to also think about it. To be a da'i, you don't have to go through an alim course. وَرَبَّكْ it's your Rabb. You will have to speak about your Rabb. In the beginning you might think it's very hard, who will listen? Those who try, they'll come with unique incidents. They just start giving da'wat and the man said, I'm waiting so many years. I also know God is great. So I'm looking for the answer. Looking for the answer. During the weekend we met a person, I asked him, what made you accept Islam? So he was either a Hindu Christian, like Hindu house Christian. He said, I sit in the church, and I hear God, Jesus is God. See, I go to the other church, I hear Jesus is the Son of God. He says, I go to the other church, the girl on my one side, the boy on the other side. The boy is writing letters as the priest is giving his sermon. You'll think he's writing letters, taking notes. He's writing to the girl, how I love you. And then he's telling me, pass it on. So I'm sitting here, I say, what is this like? What is this? Everyone here is just coming for a party. No one believes anything. He says, then one book someone gave me. Someone gave me a book. He says, that book removed all my doubts. You will never think they got all those doubts. He said, removed all my doubts. Whoever gave him that book, وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ, did his job. After that, this person becomes staunch in his deen. Staunch. From a family where everyone around you is Hindu. Staunch. He married also, and he made them, made them read the kalima, married them. Changed, read kalima, married. Staunch in his deen. This da'wat to non-Muslims, to Muslims, to be proud of our Rabb, to speak of our Rabb. It is not only a person in tabligh, it's not only an alim. Whenever you meet someone, he could be a worker also. You cannot be shy to say, have you ever thought about how great God is? How great the Almighty? Have you ever thought? That's all. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. You will have to just speak of the greatness of Allah. But you be pure. Let your clothing not be dirty, let your inside not be dirty. You steal someone's money and then you're giving him dawat. Then the man hates you. Then he hates you. But if a man does not do what he's supposed to do, then at the end of the surah, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala, the middle of the surah, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala speaks about how some people will get punished. Wealthy people, how they will be punished in the year after. And then it comes to the ending. The ending which starts with this. فَمَا لَهُمْ عَنِ التَّذْكِرَةِ مُعْرِضِينَ. Found it. Verse number 49. فَمَا لَهُمْ. Quran is always like this. When Allah Tabarak Ta'ala wishes to shout the people, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala never shouts. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala always shouts somebody else. What's wrong with them? That what's wrong with them means what's wrong with you. But I like you so much, I will not say what's wrong with you, I'll say what's wrong with them. فَمَا لَهُمْ عَنِ التَّذْكِرَةِ مُعْرِضِينَ. What is wrong with the people? That they have made i'raz. I'raz means they have no attention at all towards this reminder of mine. What is wrong with the people from this unique reminder? They just turn the other way. You have to think about how it came, how it reached us, how Jibreel alayhi salam brought it, how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam took it, how people died for it, how many were martyred carrying it, how the effort of the enemy was this Quran must not remain, but people taught it. Qurans were burnt. People said, burn the Quran, it's in my heart, I will rewrite it. How people looked after it. How madrasas were established. How people gave their money for the madrasa. How they said, get a teacher, someone must teach Quran. How Allah Tabarak Ta'ala made Quran reach every single person. But when it reaches, that man just looks at that Quran and he says, nice Quran. But the amount of effort that went in getting the Quran from the heavens through every stage of life and reaching us without even one dhamma changing. And yet the man looks at that Quran and he says, what a lovely Quran. And then he's gone somewhere else. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, كَأَنَّهُمْ humur. It seems they are like donkeys. Donkeys, you can translate zebras. Because we today see the zebra, how it stands. And it's just eating. My life is just like eating and enjoying, eating and enjoying, eating and enjoying. And then, as soon as we hear that our life of enjoyment is coming to an end, or we'll have to do something, you see the man disappears. Gone. Disappears. Gone. Say, are you like zebras? Mustanfira. Who just got like a nafrat, an uneasy feeling for this Quran. Farrat min qaswara. You see when the zebra eats. Eats, look up. Eats, look up. Why it looks up? Every time it looks up, is the lion coming? So he can't even enjoy its eating. Sometimes a believer, he knows he got a responsibility in life, but he doesn't want it. So every time he's enjoying, gets scared again. I remember one house we visited. The father of the house was so scared that his son must not sit too close to us. Because in case, me I don't talk much, but my brothers, they're not shy. In case they give him dawat, then they'll tell him, do hifz of Quran. And he wants his son to become someone big in life. He couldn't eat that day, that man. Because he was more tense. Why are they talking to my son? Why are they smiling at my son like that? Allergy he'll get. Whole thing. And that day you'll understand what is called, like, you got nafrat from Quran. That because of it you can't even eat in the world also. You're just looking. What's happening? What's happening? Why is there? Why is there? You will see some parents. The son says, Daddy, I want to go in Jamaat. As long as the boy is good, the father don't want him to go in Jamaat. So what do you want to go in Jamaat for? And then when the boy gets naughty, then the father says, send him out in Jamaat. How is that? But when everything was good, you say, Allah Ta'ala says, you behave like a donkey. Like running away from the lion. He said, بَلْ يُرِيدُ كُلُّ مْرِئِمْ مِنْهُمْ. Is it that each one from them is saying, I want to be given the open book. Meaning Allah, when you send me my own Quran, Jibreel brought to me, then only I'll start reading this Quran. Then I'll start thinking of this Quran. Then I'll start working for this Quran. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, is it that? Kalla. If it's that, then don't ever wait for Jibreel coming for you. Rather, the problem is, Balla yakhafoon al-akhirah. The problem is, majority of the people, they have no fear of the year after. And many of us are like this. We really regard Jahannam something not for me. Somebody else will burn. Rasulullah ﷺ's words was, if the people could understand what is the punishments of Allah, no man would ever think that he is going to get Jannah. So much. That's Allah. He says, and if you could only understand what is the mercy of Allah, no person will ever lose hope of getting Jannah. Allah is Allah. But the first part, if you could only understand what that punishment is. In the world, many of us behave like, once I die, I'll die on a Friday. I'll die in Medina Munawwara. My game is done. People in the past never, they read Quran. Quran never showed it like that. Quran showed you must be scared. You must be scared. And when you is very scared, then Allah Ta'ala says, take it easy. Take it easy. We went the other way around. We became so take it easy, that if you see someone scared, you tell him, don't be scared. I know Allah. Allah is like a friend, like nothing to be scared about. Allah is Allah. On that day, even Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, they will not be ready to talk. Balla yakhafuna al-akhirah. Kalla. Allah Ta'ala says, let it not be like this. Indeed, this Quran cannot force anyone. It is only a reminder. فَمَنْ شَاءَ, whoever wishes, ذَكَرَ, he will take the reminder. Whoever wishes, he will take the reminder. وَمَا يَذْكُرُونَ إِلَّا إِن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. And that person, no one will take the reminder, except if Allah wills that he takes the reminder. Meaning you might think, I'll take it. But after 5 years, the moment, let me enjoy life a little. Allah Ta'ala says, it doesn't. If I don't intend for you, you're not going to ever benefit from Quran. But Allah will intend for who? For the one who shows Allah, I need Quran. Look at this last verse. Huwa ahlu taqwa wa ahlu al-maghfirah. That indeed Allah is one deserving of being feared. Taqwa means to be feared. Ahl, deserving. Like how I told you the narration, if you had to know the punishment of Allah, no one will ever say, I'm Jannati. Says, Huwa ahlu taqwa. Indeed, Allah is deserving of being feared. And then just when you get very scared, wa ahlu al-maghfirah, that Allah is the one who forgives a lot. Ahlu taqwa, he is deserving of being feared. Wa ahlu al-maghfirah, he is the one who forgives. So we will hear from fama lahum. What is wrong with the people? They're not interested in this Quran. When you will hear it, Allah is not speaking about non-Muslims. Non-Muslims don't even know about Quran. Not interested in Quran is the ones who know of it. The ones who got it. The one who sometimes read it when someone dies. Even when the man dies, you tell everyone, read one para. Even then, the man will just read it looking at his watch. Hey, this para is taking long. Why they give me that long para? Couldn't they give me a shorter para? Tell someone, you share with me my para. Right. No one is interested in the advice, but tell the person what it means, but I don't know. I don't know. This is what is known as, you just like said, I don't know. فَمَا لَهُمْ, what is wrong that I gave you an advice and you just turned the other way? I don't know. The end of the surah is linked to the beginning of the surah. Whoever will pay attention to the meaning of Quran, he will understand his responsibility in life is to make sabr for Allah and to give da'wah to Allah. Whoever will pay attention to Quran, he will understand his mission in life is, I cannot enjoy life, I must work. Work for my Allah. Whoever doesn't pay attention to Quran, he will be the one who will not speak of the greatness of his Rabb. Allah Tabarakala make us all, that we are of the first part of the surah, we not of the last part of the surah. Islam.
فَمَا لَهُمْ عَنِ التَّذْكِرَةِ مُعْرِضِينَ كَأَنَّهُمْ حُمُرٌ مُسْتَنْفِرَةٌ فَرَّتْ مِنْ قَسْوَرَةٍ بَلْ يُرِيدُ كُلُّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ أَنْ يُؤْتَى صُحُفًا مُنَشَّرَةً كَلَّا بَلْ لَا يَخَافُونَ الْآخِرَةَ كَلَّا كأنهم حمر مستنفرة فرت من قسورة بل يريد كل امرئ منهم أن يؤتى صحفا منشرة كلا بل لا يخافون الآخرة كلا
Dhikr of La ilaha illallah for 5 minutes. To speak of the greatness of Almighty Allah. The normal law is the person himself must first know Allah is great. However, da'wah ilallah is such a unique thing that sometimes in what was given the command, you get what you're supposed to get for the command. Tabligh showed it. Told someone, speak about Allah. Before he started speaking, he had nothing to do with Allah. As he started speaking, everything happened. So this is a unique thing. Otherwise, the law is, to speak of the greatness, you have to know the greatness. Here the law is, you don't know the greatness, speak about the greatness. You learn it. Zikrullah, la ilaha illallah. Normally people think that zikr is for the pious. Dhikr is the same. Read La ilaha illallah, it will make you pious. Read La ilaha illallah, it will make you pious. It will take out dirt, it will make it clean. Whenever something is pure, it can never stay with things that are dirty. So you bring a woman in a house. If there's no woman, I mean, I visited the houses of men. that pizza with the box is in that microwave for a few days. The guy is not bothered as long as we eat the pizza. Bring a woman in that house. A woman got a pure nature. You think she'll stay in a dirty house? She'll clean up the house. The dhikr of Allah, La ilaha illallah, Allah's name is very pure. When you hit that name on dirt, Allah tabarak ta'ala, as that pure auntie comes in a house, and the next day she says, buy me a vacuum. I can't stay here. But she doesn't walk out of the house, she changes the house. When the name of Allah hits on a dirty heart, Allah's name doesn't go away. It purifies the heart. فَيَدْمَغُهُ Allah تبارك وتعالى says, بَلْ نَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ With the truth we will carry on striking on batil. فَيَدْمَغُهُ The truth will break through batil. If our hearts are dirty and you want to make it clean, you just read Allah's name in a manner that you bang it on your heart. And you will see it'll break through. May Allah tabarak ta'ala allow our hearts to become clean. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala li Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله La ilaha illallah 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Someone comes to visit you and he hears you talking. So then he says, it seems you're busy with someone, I'll come some other time. But because he's such a respected person, you run out and you say, no, there's no one at home. Please come in. When we read La ilaha, we are doing the same. We are saying, oh Allah, there's nobody else in my heart. There's no other deity in my heart. I'm not involved with anyone else. I'm not even involved in the praises of myself. My house is empty. Illallah, it's only got place for you, oh Allah. So now we will read this kalima, inviting Almighty Allah into our hearts. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم You will make the dhikr of the word Allah in the manner that we are saying to our heart that we only are allowing one in you, and that is the being of Allah. There should be nobody else in you except Allah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu
Allah, 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 Allah.
The king of the body, but the heart allows itself to be purchased. The things of this world would also love to buy the heart, because the heart is valuable. And Allah Tabarakala is also ready to purchase the heart. The heart is confused, it doesn't know who it must sell itself to. There are millions of people who have already sold themselves to the world and to the devil. And the world and the devil destroyed them. There are very few people who have sold their hearts to Almighty Allah. But Allah is ready to purchase the heart. Now that heart is confused, so the heart looks for us for mashwara. But because the heart is so far engrossed in this world, you will have to scream to it. This Allah that we're doing now is we're screaming to the heart, Allah, that Allah, make the decision, let Allah buy you, make Allah buy you, make Allah buy you. Meaning don't sell yourself to the world. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala allow our hearts to listen.
Allah, 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 Allah.
رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Allah, in your kindness, make us the true khadims of your Quran. Allah, make us the true servants of your Quran. Allah, let our living be for your deen. Allah, let our dying be for your deen. Allah, let our every effort be sincerely only for your deen. Let us live in your happiness. Allah, allow us to die in your happiness. Let us never say that which angers you. Let us never do that which angers you. Allah, let us never do that which angers you. Allah, let us never say that which angers you. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sakhatik wa ghadabik wa nar. We seek your protection from your anger. We seek your protection from your anger. Allah, never become upset with us. Allah, never become upset with us. Allah, never ever forsake us. Allah, never ever leave us. Inna nas'aluka ridaka wal jannah. We will continue begging for your happiness. We will continue begging for paradise. Walaka al-utba hatta tarda. We will continue trying Allah until you become happy with us. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. But to remain obedient to you, to remain obedient to you, to remain staunch on this path. Allah, it will never happen unless you help us. Wala hawla, from our side there is no power. Wala quwwa, from our side there is no might. Illa billah, if anything has to happen, Allah, it will only happen with you. Allah, make every one of us yours. Allah, make every one of us yours. Allah, make every one of us yours. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.